As Arctic sea ice has retreated north during the last decade, walruses have adapted by changing their haulouts to take advantage of better resources and food. That's good for the walruses, but it's a problem for some Russian indigenous communities on the Chukotkin coast. Johanna Yurik reports.
Meeting during the Arctic Science Summit in Fairbanks, Edward Storr, an indigenous Chukchi from Nurshkan Chukotka, says one village, which has grown large from the meat of walruses from two traditional haulouts that no longer attract animals in big numbers, is missing the meat that once sustained them.
People have been living here thousands of years, and they choose this place which can provide them lots of food for a long time. So when situation is definitely changed, we got a problem, you know. We couldn't provide themselves with food.
Storr says it's been 10 years since the village had a good walrus harvest. The walruses have not disappeared. They've moved north to new haulouts near other much smaller native communities in Russia's Far East. In the old days, hunters would simply pack up and follow the animals. But now their communities are much more substantial and villagers are no longer nomadic. It also costs a lot of money and fuel to hunt far from the village. During the last decade, as haulout patterns have changed, Chukchi Russians have become active guardians of the haulouts near their villages. When walruses showed up to haul out at Point Lay in Alaska, Inuit contacted their Russian colleagues to advise them as they set about protecting their new neighbors. But even in places where the local haulout is encoded in Russian law with established rules, limited access, and a haulout manager from the nearby village, there are still problems. Elizabeth Kruger with the World Wildlife Fund, which has been working to help protect Pacific walruses as they adapt to climate change, says one village walrus haulout manager told her about discovering that a Moscow bureaucrat had given permission to a German cruise ship to visit the haulout. He found out when he woke up one morning to see motorized inflatable Zodiacs coming ashore unloading tourists in the closed area.
He went down to the beach where they were unloading the Zodiacs and tried to talk to the people who were in charge of the tour operation. They showed him their authorization to be there. And at that point, he had to decide what he was going to do. And he decided, since he couldn't tell them that they weren't allowed to come near the haulout, he would help them to be as unobtrusive as possible. He's very concerned about a stampede and the mortality that comes with a stampede.
Walruses are very sensitive to noise, smell, and sudden movements, which could set off a stampede, leaving many dead animals on the shore. According to Storr, there's very little choice about doing the best they can to protect walruses. His people see it as a responsibility because they've depended on the animals to sustain them through their history.
Walruses depended from us because we can help them to manage the situation, and we are dependent from the walruses because they give us something what we need, not just physical survival, I mean cultural identity. I mean, I would like my children can say, yes, we are Chukchi.
There's also a health and safety aspect to the programs established by Chukotkin coastal villages. Walrus carcasses left in the aftermath of a stampede can attract polar bears, which have moved onshore in larger numbers as the sea ice receded. And unlike the Alaskan Point Lay haulout, which is located 4 miles from the village, the Russian haulouts are literally right next door to villages, and no villager wants polar bears prowling the neighborhood. I'm Johanna Yurik.